Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Gary Reichert, R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Reichert, as described in my report of 5/4/18. Pretty's now a 66-year-old male who again indicates he injured his lower back at work on 10/5/15. Period. He has undergone two surgeries on his spine that he currently asserts did not help him. Period. Since evaluated here, he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. However, he did go on for additional diagnostic testing and treatment that will be inserted here. At treatment, period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Reichert's claim petition alleged he was bending over, hooking up a trailer on 10/5/16 and injured his low back with radiating symptoms into both legs. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement on 3/26/19 in the amount of 45% partial total disability, as will be inserted here, as marked. Period. He then applied for review or modification of that award. Period. New paragraph on 6/25/21. He was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Mager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R. He had plenty of lower back pain radiating through the buttocks to the back of the thighs bilaterally, more severe on the right than the left. Period. He noted Mr. Reichert's course of treatment relative to the subject event. Period. Prior to that, he had a motor vehicle accident in 1988 in which he injured his lower back. Period. He said Dr. Mager did learn that he had been treated at Coastal Spine in 2016 through 9/25/17. Period. He had undergone lumbar discectomy in 1989 and 1990, complicated by a postoperative infection. Period. He underwent an L4-S1 posterior fusion with fixation in the early 1990s. Period. He also underwent an aortofemoral bypass in the 1990s. Period. He currently was presenting with worsening back pain and some radiation to the left medial thigh following a work injury that occurred on 10/5/15. Period. He was working as a truck driver and loading gear when he developed worsening low back pain with new left-sided medial thigh pain. Period. He had a postmyelogram CT that revealed what was considered to be high-grade stenosis at L2-3 and L3-4. Pretty received epidural injections on the left at both of those levels. Period. On 6/7/16, he underwent aortobifemoral bypass. Period. On 7/5/16, he underwent bilateral L2-3 laminotomies from a right-sided approach and revision bilateral L3-4 laminotomies from a left-sided approach. Pretty also had an implanted bone stimulator removed. Pretty continued to have pain. Period. He had additional L3-4 left-sided epidural injections on 6/28/17 and 7/26/17. Pretty had bilateral L3-4 facet injections on 9/25/17. Period. Dr. Mager reviewed his lumbar x-rays from 3/1/21. Here they showed evidence of L4-S1 fusion with pedicle fixation. Here the S1 screws are fractured. Here x-rays of his hips look satisfactory. Appeared there were some signs of hardware loosening, but an MRI done on 2/24/21 showed no significant foraminal stenosis, but below L2-3, parentheses, I know this is a typo, close parentheses. He has severe foraminal stenosis at L2-3, but this is not consistent with his pattern of pain, period. He was currently receiving Social Security disability, period. Dr. Mager diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy, period. He reviewed the x-rays from 3/1/21 and MRI from 2/24/21. Period. He opined imaging findings do not explain his pattern of pain. Period. Objectively, he does not have any deficits related to his lumbar spine. Period. He had an exaggerated pain response to palpation. Period. He has been on chronic opioids and continues to smoke. Period. Dr. Mager did not find any abnormalities on his imaging studies that correlate with his symptoms. Period. He concluded no additional treatment was warranted for his work injury and that Mr. Reichert remained at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph on 12/20/22. He was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Testaiuti in the same group as Dr. Mager, period. He also reviewed the petitioner's course of treatment to date, period. Dr. Testaiuti also reviewed various diagnostic studies whose interpretations will be inserted here from his report as marked. He was scheduled to undergo right hip replacement in March of 2023, period. He remained on Percocet 10/325 every 6 hours for pain relief, period. Dr. Testaiuti rendered diagnostic assessments of low back pain, lumbar radiculopathy, fusion of lumbar spine, lumbar spondylosis with radiculopathy, and unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the right hip, period. He again referenced the surgery previously performed, period. He explained also believing that Gary suffered with adjacent segment disease and stenosis above the level of his fusion at L2-3 with compression of the L3 nerve root. Period, they originally discussed moving forward with the decompression at L2-3. Period, however, they explained that as he did have fusion at the levels inferior to this decompression, they were concerned for an increased risk of instability that could eventually lead to a more comprehensive fusion procedure. Period. In order to avoid this, he would require a total lumbar interbody fusion at L2-3 and L2-4, with hardware removal from L4-S1, exploration of fusion and possible revision fusion. Period. He elected to proceed with the more extensive procedure on 7/5/22 and tolerated it well. Period. After this procedure, he had near complete resolution of his lower extremity radicular symptoms, but now is having right groin and medial thigh pain. Period. Lumbar CAT scan and CAT scan of the sacrum and pelvis noted he had solidly fused posteriorly from L2-S1 with a stable spondylolisthesis at L5-S1. Period. Has had progressive interbody fusion at L2-3. Period. However, his CT of the pelvis does demonstrate severe osteoarthritis of the right femoral acetabular joint. Period. They discussed that his symptoms are likely coming from his hip and recommended he use his own private insurance to have this further evaluation further evaluated as it was not part of his work injury. Paired at this time, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical treatment regarding the work injury until he is healed from his hip surgery. Period. New paragraph on 11/30/21, he underwent CT myelography to be inserted here. Period on 2/14/22, Dr. Skinner performed electrodiagnostic testing. Period. This was indicative of chronic right L2 through L4 polyradiculopathy. There was no evidence for any significant right lower extremity neuropathy or myopathy. Period. On 12/5/22, Dr. Jarmain, J-A-R-M-A-I-N, performed lumbar epidural injection. Period. Repeat lumbar MRIs on 5/4/22 and compared to studies of 12/24/21 and 6/8/17. Period. Insert those impressions here. Period. New paragraph on 7/5/22. Mr. Reichert presented to Jefferson Health. Period. His pain was 10/10. Period. He did undergo consultation while hospitalized, listing diagnoses of lumbar degenerative disc disease, comma, stage 3A chronic kidney disease, comma, GERD, comma, chronic constipation, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and coronary artery disease, comma, sleep disturbance, comma, heart attack, comma, stroke, comma, and peripheral vascular disease. Period. They noted his hospital course of treatment. Period. He did undergo surgery by Dr. Testaiuti on 7/5/22 to be inserted as marked. Period. He was discharged from the hospital on 7/8/22. Period. New paragraph on 8/5/22. He followed up with Dr. Testaiuti postoperatively. Period. He reported complete resolution of his left lower extremity. Actually, scratch that. He was then referred for physical therapy. Period. He reported complete resolution of his preoperative low back pain and full resolution of his lower medial thigh and groin pain. Period. He's only complaining of postoperative incisional pain at that time. Period. X-rays demonstrated good positioning of the hardware without evidence of loosening or lucency. Period. He did undergo a CAT scan of the pelvis on 11/14/22 to be inserted. Physical exam. Extremities lowered, deep tendon reflexes were 1+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. Active extension was to 50 degrees and left rotation to 60 degrees, but motion was otherwise full and all three is without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a stiff but physiologic gait. Period. He used a cane in his left hand, but did not have a foot drop. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He changed positions slowly and complained of extreme pain while doing so. Period, he was able to squat to 50 degrees. Period, he sat at 90 degrees, conveying he was experiencing pain. Period, there was a healed midline longitudinal scar measuring 9 inches in length, comma, a left and right paramedian longitudinal scars measuring 4 and 2.5 inches in length, comma, respectively. Period flexion was to 35 degrees with extension to 5 degrees, both with tenderness. Period bilateral side bending was mildly limited to 20 degrees. Period bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees. Period there was global tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 30 degrees and left at 50 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, the rest of the section is normal. Impressions, insert what's marked for my first report, followed by, since evaluated here, Mr. Reckitt received an order approving settlement on 3/26/19. Period, he then reopened his claim. Period, he was seen by Dr. Mager on 6/25/21. Who opined he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period, however, he had additional diagnostic workup, including CAT scan, comma, MRI, comma, and EMG. Period, on 7/5/22, Dr. Testiuti performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, he followed up postoperatively with significant improvement in his subjective complaints. Period, this is notwithstanding his current assertion that neither of his two surgeries provided him with relief. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as before and will be inserted here as marked. And that is the end.